This is an executive summary of DST versus TIC, comparing 1031 co-ownership structures, Baker 1031 investments from Baker 1031 investments. When a 1031 investor wants fractional ownership of institutional real estate rather than buying a whole property alone, two structures dominate: the Delaware Statutory Trust, DST, and the Tenancy in Common, TIC. Both let multiple investors co-own a single property and both can qualify as like-kind replacement property in a 1031 exchange, but they are built very differently. A TIC, the older structure, gives each investor a deeded fractional interest with real voting rights, but caps ownership at 35 co-owners, makes each investor a separate borrower on the loan, and requires unanimous consent for major decisions. A DST holds the property in a single trust with unlimited investors, a single bankruptcy remote borrower, and no investor voting, the trustee acts. After revenue ruling 2004-86 confirmed DSTs as 1031 eligible, DSTs largely replace TICs for passive 1031 investors. This guide compares the two across financing, investor count, decision-making, and the situations where each fits. Note that DST and TIC interests are securities offered through a broker-dealer to accredited investors after a suitability review. Verify the current rules with your advisor, and confirm tax treatment with your CPA. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.